This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the fun.
Time for another week of conversation. Well, it's not going to last a week. It's going to be an hour of conversation and investment in what's going on the American Family Farm. This is the American Family Farmer, a focus on food, farm, and family. I'm Doug Steffen from the Good Day Program. I am an American Family Farmer as well. Been around cows all my life. I often hear from people, well, you don't tell us enough of the story of your farm. Well, because this show is not about my farm. It's about kind of the way I look at the business of farming, especially with an eye toward the family farmers, the people who are the backbone of agriculture in our country. 96% of the operations are still conducted by the American family farmer, even though they don't control the major land and points of sale, that sort of stuff. That's kind of where big ag comes in and where I exit. Not interested in talking. There's plenty of conversation on the air. Advertisers supported. The advertisers don't support me because they don't like what I have to say. That's okay. I'm still going to say it. And there'll be people that support my point of view in terms of ag. I feel so strongly about this. I don't really care about the advertising side of it. I am my own person, my own boss. I'm the last person in the country to produce independent radio programs without the connection to any big advertiser, big church, big entity. It's me and my thoughts, and I think that people support that and appreciate it. That's why the program has grown to almost 300 affiliates around the country, and for that I am thankful. Okay, enough about me and the background information. Let's talk in the news department this week. What's going on in agriculture? I thought it was interesting as I look over the weather reports, the open window for farmers to start on planting. There are about 12 or 13 states that have started planting corn and beans. And so that would be ahead of where they were last year. As of last week, 8% of the nation's corn crop is now in the ground, which is interesting. Soybean planting progress, 3% ahead of where they were last year at this time. Ohio is the only state behind in soybean planting so far this year. When you look across the Midwest and Mid-South, Arkansas is ahead by 11 points from where they were last year. Missouri, 30% of the corn crop is in the ground. That's way ahead of where they were last year at this time. Kansas farmers have 17% of the state's corn planted. So at any rate, the idea here is to get into planting so we have the best chance of having a very good year. And that lends itself to a discussion of something I actually started talking about here in the news section of this program, the future of food, the future of farming. The questions about immigration patterns and how they're affecting what we do on the farm. So under the circumstances, maybe my best focus here is to think about what it costs the farmer, not what he or she gets out of what is coming in. Because as I look around, I was doing some research in other important ag countries, countries in the Asian Pacific Asian Rim, the Middle East, North Africa. There's a lot of diversification going on in farming in these areas. We don't know much about it because it's not really talked about much here. But there's a lot of labor-saving stuff going on that we can learn from. And I'm not talking about robotics and stuff, the automation. I'm talking about how they produce and promote the food that they're growing. Of course, the Chinese came over here and took over Smithfield, and therefore they've been able to take the pork that's grown here and bring it back there. So their pork imports have risen in the last couple of years almost twice what they had before, again, because they're bringing the feed. And this is one of the reasons, this is an aside comment or fact, that we the Biden administration has done just a miserable job, and Trump didn't do much better at curbing the amount of land that's being bought by outsiders. And so, you know, you see the impact of this and what it's costing farmers. As I look around at some of the stats here that are important for us, the summary, if you will, in terms of not only what seed and fertilizer and land costs are, but what is it when it comes to labor and what that does, the shortage of labor, people who work on the farm, how does that impact our farms, our farmers, what you're getting out of it, and what people are paying? You see, that's one of the things that I think is left behind. And because farm policy is as bad as it is, we don't really, you know yourself how you're being impacted by all of these costs. But the average person who buys your product doesn't. So he or she doesn't appreciate what your bill is all about. They just know they're paying more for eggs, more for beef, more for corn, more for veggies, and they don't like it. But they need to. You need to do a job, an editorial position here for me is to suggest that you do a better job selling yourself to the people who come to your farm. In a moment, I want to talk about the bird flu and what that means from the news desk of the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with a different train of thought, if you will. Your health and your well-being, All Natural Balance 7 is available right now. If you haven't heard about Balance 7, what its basic mission is to take the acid-alkaline balance in your body, or the imbalance that's in your body, and to balance it, because the right pH balance increases your energy, and we all need that this time of year with all the work from dawn to dusk, increases your memory, unlocks your immune system. You are protected if you're taking 3 sips of Balance 7 a day. Try it now. Use it 3 or 4 days. You'll feel the difference. You'll know you're onto something good. And so that's my mission here, to tell you what there is in Balance 7. It's a way, it's a balance, the acid-alkaline balance. It's all natural. And all you have to do to get it is to dial 800-793-9039. This sounds good to you. I know it does. How about we balance so that we have the amount of energy we need to do our work? That's, we balance our bodies. And by the way, you can try Balance 7. Get $15 off your order by using the code. Just mention my name, Doug, when you call 800-793-9039. You also, besides getting $15 off, you'll get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Comes from the same company, and a money-back guarantee. Just call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug, and you will enjoy, in, as I said, 2, 3, 4 days, 3 sips a day. You'll understand what I'm talking about when it comes to Balance 7 and how it balances you out. Nothing to lose because there's money-back guarantee that goes with this. Call now, 800-793-9039. Mention the code word Doug.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you. So no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
One of the things that I said we'd talk about bird flu, I want to spend a little time. By the way, it's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to execute as much as I can in the time that I have focus on where we're going, where we ought to be going. And one of the things that is worrying folks again this year is the bird flu. I know a lot of farmers who've struggled with this starting last year at this time, and then last winter, a lot of not only cage-free farms, but conventionally raising eggs, raising hens to lay eggs. All these places both have tested positive for bird flu, and so a number of poultry flocks have been killed. I think like 50 million birds over the last year have been killed. That's why the cost of eggs is as high as it is. Now, the question comes, are whether or not the people that come to you, if they ask you for eggs, are they safe to buy? You're not going to get sick, and your customers are not going to get sick from bird flu after you eat eggs or handle eggs that came from poultry that had the bird flu. It's just not good for them. But, you know, under the circumstances, you always should keep food safe. You should be cooking everything, not eating anything raw. Cooked eggs are fine, as long as you cook them through and through. You have no worries. The idea of people having raw eggs after they've been out in a drunken binge and stuff, wow. that's certainly foreign to me. So anyway, just a word to the wise. Cook your eggs through and through, and you'll have nothing to worry about. Now, back to why it is that we have so much of a problem. It's pretty obvious that we have a problem with fuel. Diesel prices are the highest that I think they've ever been. The average price of diesel now is $5.32 a gallon. That's a buck and a half higher than it was last year at this time. Now, as I've seen it as high as $5.81, and as we get more into the fields, the price goes up because the demand is up. So I think there's been a letter that was sent by the Farm Bureau president to President Biden calling on the president to bring in more domestic supply. What his predecessor and mentor Obama did was fix the problem. Biden's not fixing the problem because he doesn't seem to know how to fix problems. He just knows how to run for the presidency. They're in the Senate, the same thing. Focus on all this stuff. I've noticed a couple of leaders in the Ag Committee on the Senate side have said more farm bill funding is needed. I don't agree with that. I think what is needed is people to look at the way the money is being spent and spend it better instead of giving 80% of it to the four big ag businesses, the four big mega ag concerns. More of it, most of it, all of it, frankly, they don't need it. You do. The small family farmer needs the help. If there's a bill, it should address that. And that would be what I'd stick to over the course of the of what's being considered by the House and Senate leaders on Capitol Hill when it comes to this whole business of the farm bill for this year. All right, food for thought here. That's some of the news this week from the world of the American family farmer. Up next, we're going to meet an American family farmer and tell his story, inspiration for you on your farm. That's what the American family farmer is all about. I'm Doug Steffen.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hour. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with this week's focus in terms of our guest. The focus is a gentleman named Matt Crowell, who runs Crowell Farms. I want to know more about the farm, obviously, where he comes from, what the story is. Let's get a little background on you, Matt, and then I want to go back to what we were just talking about here with regard to the status of family farms, the ag bill, what's being done around different parts of the country to have sort of listening sessions to get the input from family farms. But you come from a traditional farm, it seems, from what I know. And you've been, well, how many generations are there on this farm of yours?
Well, it was originally my grandma's family by the name of Wolf. They settled in the mid-1860s. And then when my grandpa Howard, where it switched to the Crowell names in the mid-1950s. So it's de facto, I guess, third for the Crowell, but it's been in the family per se for, whatever that math is, 100 years. So over 100 years, 140, 150 years.
Why did you stay in it? Why did you stay on the family farm?
Solid question. I don't know. I've always been attracted to things that sometimes is a harder path to take. And I think, for me, my background, I had a nice network playing, college football at the local university here. And, you know, I just feel like, don't run away from the challenge. And I think farming, as you know, can be a daily challenge for people. So I think that's what drew me back and kind of was excited to see where I could take, the business, from the foundation that my parents laid as far as the diversification that we offer from our place.
Yeah. So tell me where you are, by the way, so that people can focus in on your part of the world.
Sure. So we're pretty much smack dab probably in the middle of corn and soybean country. We're located east central Iowa, And we kind of nestle between two pretty big cities, for Iowa at least. Cedar Rapids and Iowa City, we're about 15 minutes from both.
So that's the heart of American agriculture, in my mind anyway. I think that when I first knew, I had my mentor was a fellow. My father was not in the farming business, but I grew up around the farms in my area. And the man that was probably more my second father and who brought me into farming, he didn't know he was bringing me into it, he just did. Was a fellow that had connections to Iowa, and he used to take a week every year and just drive out to Iowa. And I remember when he would come back, he'd talk about driving around the farms, visiting with the farmers, you know, every square mile, because farmers out there have like 640 acres is, I think, a square mile, and how he, when he compared that to his farm here, I have the largest farm in what we call Metro West, in the Boston area.
Okay.
And I have 114 acres. I have over the years used up to 800 acres. I'm at about 480 now that I use. But that doesn't compare to the average size. So how much land do you have?
We run about, we own the home farms, 505 acres. And then my wife and I have had the opportunity to buy a little over 300 more acres. So we own, 800, 900 acres. And then we probably custom rent, another 200. So we sit right around that 1100, 1200 acre mass. And about half of that is hay and row crop ground. And about half of that is timber pasture, for firewood and beef businesses.
Yeah. All right. So I want you to tell your story. You have brought us into your farm and into your family, but let's bring us up to date in a matter of moments here as we continue the second half hour with Matt Kroll from Kroll Farms. You can find their website, KROULFARMS.com, which is a great primer in where many of the American family farms are today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Federal prosecutors will urge a judge today to keep behind bars a Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking highly classified military documents, arguing he may still have access to secret national defense information. In court papers, the Justice Department lawyers say that releasing the 21-year-old Jack Teixeira from jail while he awaits trial would be a grave threat to the United States' national security. Two officers who were in command of Jack Teixeira were suspended yesterday. The Pentagon chose not to identify the two suspended commanders. In Washington, the House voted to pass House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's legislation to raise the debt ceiling through 2024 and cut some government spending. The bill now heads to the Senate in time to keep the United States from defaulting on her debt. The White House opposes the bill as President Biden continues to negotiate from a lectern and not directly with the House Speaker. Lance Pry, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Half hour, the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with Matt Kroll, who has the Kroll Farms. He and his wife was just talking about how big the farm is. This is a family farm. Would you say you were average size for where you are in Iowa? A little bigger, a little smaller? What's your rendering on your own size?
Yeah, a little bit loaded question, but Yes. I think, you know, from a row crop standpoint, we're probably small, you know, small to medium, you know, just doing, and I say just about 550 acres of row crops. I would say normal 800, 900, and then you get that plus 1200, or largers, you know, on up from there to 3000. So, but from a pumpkin standpoint, we're probably one of the bigger ones in Iowa. We grow about 40 to 45 acres of pumpkins, 15 acres of sweet corn. Right now we're in the depths of, just getting started with the flower season. We have 5 greenhouses dedicated to growing vegetable starts, annuals, perennials, and some other stuff. And then the firewood business with that aforementioned 300 acres of timber, we do the firewood. So, yeah. So I guess small some, big in others, and, you know, that's what kind of is the beauty of our life cycle.
Well, the fact that you've studied it and you know what your customer wants, how much business are you doing at your farm? How much of what you grow in terms of pumpkins or corn or veggies or whatever is direct to customer growing versus what would be considered wholesale?
About every product we grow, we pretty much have, you know, a B2C relationship or business to customer. So besides meat and the row crops, corn and soybeans, pretty much all of it is retail off the farm. We do some delivery as well. And then I kind of brought a little bit of the wholesale aspect with the pumpkins and sweet corn and firewood bundles to some of the local Hy-Vee, Fairway, some of the major grocery store chains in our area. So I would say, though, to answer your question, I would say 67% of, you know, gross profit is retail off the farm.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel like you're profitable and comfortable? Because one of the reasons that I'm looking for successful farmers to talk about their success to other family farmers is for ideas as much as anything else. Like this time of year, I'm a dairy guy. I raise Jersey replacement heifers on my farm. Up the street is actually next door to me is what we refer to here as a truck farm. The one that's closest to me is a CSA, just totally CSA. The one that's up the street focuses more on activities like some of the things I do, but they're activities related to what's growing. I have huge pumpkin business there and other things, the normal stuff that you would get from a local farm that's dealing with a large metropolitan area. So we have a better, maybe a little bit better chance to sell at retail. And I wonder how that is around where you are. Are there other farmers who are selling the same thing? And is that competition destructive or constructive?
I think overall it's constructive. And I think to answer your kind of first question, you know, I think we're successful, definitely. But, I mean, if you don't keep pushing and, you know, keep kind of adapting to the change of markets and what our customers want and convenience, you know, and then you're just going to kind of lose yourself and be lost in the wayside. But we do have other farms doing CSAs, a couple other pumpkin farms, a couple other agritourism deals. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's there, but I think with the amount of people we have in eastern Iowa in those two cities and local towns that we have great support from, you know, I think there's plenty of room for growth for other farms as well. And I think, you know, to kind of use our farm as a launch point, you know, just kind of use what your acres give you, right? I mean, I don't try and force, per se, more row crop ground because we're kind of nestled next to the Cedar River, right, which is our river valley. You know, and we run about 150 head of beef cows because, you know, we've got a good amount of pasture and a timber base to support that. So I think my advice to people is just kind of give what your land takes you and adapt to, you know, obviously what customers want as fast
Isn't
as you can.
Isn't that great? Don't try to put a round peg into a square hole, in other words. So I'm curious as to how you have fared. I don't know if you heard me talking earlier in the news portion of the program about, not that it's news, but what's being done about the cost of eggs and the fact that the avian flu is back again. How have you been affected? How is your egg business?
I mean, we're pretty small, Doug. I mean, we have normally around 50 to 75 hens.
Oh, you know, okay.
Just kind of a...
But what I have, you know,
Honor service egg deal. It kind of just adds to whatever else we do. So we haven't been... I mean, we've been affected a little bit if we've got to reach out to another wholesaler and just get some, you know, for a surplus to have around there, just from the, I guess, the ease to access. But I haven't seen it a lot done.
Yeah, right. Okay, I've got it. So what's your help situation like? You've got the family, but you got a fairly large spread here. I'm expecting you probably do a lot of the tractor work and a lot of the planting and that sort of thing. But what do you do when it comes time to harvest what you're growing?
Sure. So like you kind of mentioned, my mom and dad are still pretty much full-time around there. They're 63 and 64 years old, respectively. Mom worked for the post office for 33, 34 years, retired a couple summers ago. Then I'm full-time, and then my brother came back about 4 or 5 years ago. And he handles a lot of the row crop aspect of what we do. I do all the planting, but he does the majority of tillage, spraying, and the harvesting of that.
Yeah.
And then seasonally, Doug, we have, you know, 5 or 6 great team members that kind of pop in for the different seasons. So, a great staff in the greenhouse right now, you know, 5, 6, either semi-retired people or college kids that start trickling back in. We've got really good relationships with some of the local sports teams at the area high schools that help me pick pumpkins, bundle firewood, things like that. And then they want some spending money on spring break or something. We kind of have a Rolodex of those individuals. And then and my wife just worked in the corporate world for 12, 10 years, internal communications. And I've got 4 young children, so this November, she stepped away from that world and started pretty much taking over most of the customer relations and then all the social media and website things, because that's kind of her background. And then we have one gentleman, Mauricio, that's through the H2A program. He's been full-time with us. This will be the 2nd year. So just a good experience so far with that. I know you've alluded to that in some of your other podcasts, some of those changes. But kind of navigating through those challenges.
Right. And then they are a challenge for sure. All right. I want to talk about what you feel with regard to your relationship with your local government and the federal government. Is it important or not? As we continue here, focusing on Kroll Farms, K-R-O-U-L-F-A-R-M-S, KrollFarms.com. Matt Kroll is with us, telling us a great story about his success, his family, and his farm on the American Family Farmer. Now, a moment for you and your health and well-being, something that I talk about every single week when we're together here, because the program is brought to you in part by Calitrin, which is America's number one way to lose weight. It's the simple way, the non-toxic way, simple, safe. And you know what? At the end of the day, when you lose weight and you feel good about it, you want to make sure you don't go back to those quote-unquote evil ways that got you into that position in the first place. And that's where Calitrin comes in. I think this is the strongest part of their program. You get on Calitrin, you lose the weight, but you stay on it and you keep the weight off. Again, there's so many great programs, ways to lose weight, use your head, stop eating such bad food, you know, all of that stuff. But then you get to a point where, oh, I'm going to have that cake. I'm going to have that pie. Well, that's okay. Everything's good in moderation. But if you want to make sure you're securing your success, go to toploss.com. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin. You'll learn all about it. I certainly can in a minute tell you the whole story. I can just get your appetite whetted to get the information and see how this program can be so right for you, as it has been for millions of others over the past 27 years. Toploss.com is the website. Use the discount code Doug when you check out right now, allowed because they're celebrating, they're going into the 27th year. All of the big things that have been sold in various ways, all of those promotions are in effect right now as they are in their spring sale. So check it out, toploss.com. Check out with free shipping and all these deals by using the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Back with Matt Kroll here on the American Family Farmer. So I'm talking a lot because there's so much conversation about the farm bill and what's needed. I noticed that there are various members of the House Ag Committee that have been having farm bill listening sessions. Are you involved in any of that? Do you care? Does it make a difference? Or are you kind of okay on your own without the government involvement?
No, I think it absolutely makes a difference. You have to have a voice, and I honestly need to do a better job of putting my face forward and, or voice and getting involved. I know just something that affects me and us locally is, you know, county code as opposed to state code, and are they on the same page? We had a little bit of a struggle getting our retail building built with just some of the rural building codes that a couple of the more populous counties in our state have, as opposed to if I would build the shed 10 minutes away at a more rural county, and just the cost of it and some of the hoops that where I was forced to jump through. So, and now most recently our county's trying to, amend some of the legislation as far as agritourism, or they're calling quote unquote farm experiences. So, and how that's handled as far as permitting and surveying and things like that. So, you know, I think it's definitely important to have a voice and to make sure you're heard and to stay informed. And, you know, even myself, I need to do a better job of staying involved.
I find it so frustrating as an individual to have people give me lip service and say, very important for us to save your farm. Its contribution to the community and to the state is important. And then at every turn, you have the idiocy of regulations. We have something here called agricultural preservation. You probably have the same thing in Iowa, maybe under a different name. The APR program is supposed to help save farms and farmers, but yet they get in the way of almost every single thing that comes along that will help struggling farmers save, like using solar on the farm, you know, doing it the right way so the farmlands can still be used, stuff like that. And I wonder if you have that problem in Iowa as well.
I think it's just the disconnect sometimes between the government levels that I get frustrated with, you know, as far as the matrix not really involved between them. And you get an answer from one corporation or, I guess, entity, then you do another one.
Right.
And that's what that's what's kind of frustrating on my end. It's just some of those deals. And, yeah, I mean, I completely agree with your lip service. You know, we've had a rural growth initiative, but then when I'm trying to start a business in the rural area on my own acres and my own farm, sometimes I run into some of those snags. So
yeah, I tend to go down the street if I do it. And if somebody doesn't like it or I get quote unquote caught, then I say, oh, I didn't know that.
That's what a lot of the old farmer gentlemen say.
There you go. Yeah. The old timers like me versus the young guys like you. Yeah.
I guess I stuck my neck up and tried to do it the right way and communicate the best I could, but you know how that works.
Yeah, I do. That's why I don't do it that way. All right, Matt, good to meet you. Congratulations. Continued success. Matt Kroll from Kroll Farms, KrollFarms.com. You can learn a lot by going to that website, and hopefully you've learned a lot by listening to us in our conversation here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring to turn from green to bad harvest honey.
53 past the hour on the American Family Farmer. I thought that the conversation, if I do say so myself, with Matt Kroll was invigorating. It's nice to hear that enthusiasm from people who are generations removed from the beginning of a, you know, of what the farmers, the parents and the grandparents and even generations before that have struggled with. Speaking of that, as a promotional push to our podcast here, the American Family Farmer Show podcast, available at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, wherever you get your podcast. You can also get it at our food, farm, and family website. That along with the daily updates on food, family, and farm issues on the Good Day Show. Once a day, every day, we have that information. So that along with the weekly and inserts and stuff all there for you at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Our most recent podcast is a focus on AM radio and what's happening with that in the rural areas of America. What an outrage it is to even be thinking about the fact that AM radios could be discontinued from certain manufacturers like Ford. Also, the Right to Repair bill the animus that's building still against John Deere because they're making it so difficult still to get your machine. I don't even begin to understand why people buy John Deere stuff. I really don't. I think they've been miserable to deal with, from my perspective, at least in my part of the country, forever. Maybe it's just because I grew up on red tractors that I like them. But anyway, let's keep it positive. One of the stories we tell in the most recent podcast is a focus on this sea farm, the oyster farm up in Maine, and the young lady who has actually put it together. We had a great conversation. It's called Naughty Sisters Sea Farm. Alicia Guerrero is the lady who has made this all happen, and she's got problems that she talks about and how she's resolving them. Again, the idea of this program is to discuss problems that we all have and see if we can't make things better. So check out our podcasts every week. They're available at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I want to talk about veterinarians and what's going on in the veterinary business. Maybe it's because I'm confronting this myself on my farm. Large animal vets seem to be disappearing, or the big vet schools aren't turning them out. They're turning out people that take care of dogs and cats and that sort of thing, which is necessary. But all across our country, the state of veterinary medicine is really in dire straits. So pet ownership, yep, we get that. That's fine, dogs and cats and so forth. But now the veterinarians who are helping those of us who are raising cows and maybe even horses, we have a very fragile relationship with my vet. And it was hard. I've had several of them because I'm near Tufts Veterinary School in Massachusetts, and we used to have them come all the time to help with the cows as a good training exercise, but they've moved their office and they don't really want to come this far, and I find it obnoxious, frankly, as to looking around. This vet says I won't go that far, that vet. So how are we in rural America supposed to survive with dairy animals and beef animals too, with the veterinarian shortage being the way that it is? I think that there is a lower pay now than there used to be, and that sort of is it. And some of the old large animal vets had a problem with work-life balance, and there aren't a lot of these rural vets to mentor others coming along. So how we fix that, that ought to be part of this farm bill that everybody's yakking about, frankly. The shortage of rural veterinarians in this country needs to be addressed, and it needs to be fixed. Encouraging young people to get into the profession, understanding, you know, that can start with 4-H, can start with FFA, you know, that sort of thing. There's groundwork that can be the exposing of children and teens to the ag industry and to veterinary science. I think that that is, even though some people would tell you it's a complex problem, it really isn't. I think that you just have to, it's all about education as much as anything else, literally and figuratively. Vets are, it's a wonderful profession, I think. It's like raising animals, for me anyway. It looks like it could be something that you have a lot of fun, but most everywhere, whether you're in a rural community or sort of in a suburban community like me, it's a real problem that needs to be addressed. So let's see how we attack it. And I may have more to say about this next week in my opinion section. That's one part of the three overall main segments of the American Family Farmer. Hopefully you've gained again this week by listening to our program. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.